I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. On today's episode, we're going to highlight the Inc. Women's Summit, an event I recently attended here in New York City. While at the event, I interviewed some interesting entrepreneurs. So let's start with Hazel Ortega of the Ortega Counseling Center. Listen as she discusses limiting beliefs and fear of failure. Could you tell me your name, your company, and what it is you do?
My name is Hazel Ortega. My company is Ortega Counseling Center, and we are vocational return to work counselors for injured workers.
Sounds good and an important need. Can you tell me something about what you've learned at the conference today about how to overcome roadblocks in business?
One of the biggest roadblocks that I experience is limiting beliefs and fear of failure. And so what I've learned is that, you know, you could fail well. And so the most important thing is to take the chance. And that has really made all the difference in my business. And so I really feel like I squashed fear being here. That's what I got.
That sounds great. And for those people who may want to learn more about you, what you do, and then follow you, how can they do that?
My website is www.ortegacounselingcenter.com.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Hazel.
All right.
Next, let's hear Joanna Vargas, creator of JV Empire, as she talks about being authentic as an entrepreneur. So could you just tell me your name, your company, and what kind of problems you solve?
My name is Joanna Vargas. I am the creator of JV Empire, and I own about 6 different businesses. So I have a fitness studio, entertainment company, a dance studio, dance competitions, so a lot of different things. And the problem we solve is I teach people how to live fully, if it's from a night out, a party, or from a dance or fitness class.
Sounds great. So since you own about 6 different businesses, I'm sure that you've experienced the ups and downs that entrepreneurs face. What is one thing that you may have learned today about how to overcome those kinds of roadblocks that we all encounter?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Let me rephrase it. What's one thing that you may want to try to implement after you leave here that you've learned about how to overcome these common roadblocks?
The biggest thing that I learned was from Barbara, and I really liked Barbara's personality because when she was up there, she was cursing and just being herself, and that's how I am, and I censor myself in business. But when she does it, and she's having fun with it. So that's the biggest thing that I took away, that I'm not going to wear the mask any longer.
Sounds good. Well, Barbara is certainly a very authentic person.
Very authentic. Yeah, and I found that refreshing.
That's great. So for the listeners who may want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do that?
They can go to thefitfactorstudio.com, thefitfactorstudio.com. Go to Instagram, Queen V, V as in Victor, E-E, J-V, J-A-Y-V-E-E, on Instagram.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
Priscilla Rose of the Genesis Group had some wonderful thoughts on plateaus, which is something I'm always interested in discussing. Well, can you tell me your name, your company, and what it is you do?
Hi, my name is Priscilla Rose, and my company is the Genesis Group, and we help leaders and organizations actually be able to see and create their futures. So instead of having the future come to them, they're creating it.
That sounds great. And when I say business plateau, what does that mean to you?
Well, from what I've just learned from you, you know, I think it's actually a provocative name, Smashing the Plateau, because you can get to a place of, you know, leveling off. And I know we work with our clients a lot that are in succession. They're trying to pass leadership and ownership from one generation to the next. And oftentimes, the CEOs or leaders are kind of holding the company hostage because they don't know where they're going. And so it's like, you're either going sort of the slow death or deep change. And so if we're plateauing, we actually are in decline.
It sounds like sometimes they create their own plateaus.
If you don't know where you're going, then you're oftentimes kind of just spinning your wheels.
So this has been a great conference with some inspiring speakers. What's one takeaway that you hope to implement that you've heard today?
Each person has really had something incredibly meaningful, but Venus Williams was just talking about being fearless and hearing from her mother that fear was the devil. And I've really had to learn that in my own world. I feel like I have to keep risking, keep daring to do things differently, to try something new. She said that's what her father said, always be willing to do something new and or different. And I thought that was just incredibly powerful. And having to learn that in real time, because I have a book coming out. It's called The Future Belongs to Those Who Dare. So it's unveils one of our signature coaching processes. But the process of putting that out there and together has been, I'm learning my own lessons again in a new way. So it's a challenge, and that was just great to have that reinforced here by such an accomplished and powerful and, you know, and beautiful woman that I can respect and look up to.
For sure. And for those listeners who want to learn more about you and follow what you and your company do, how can they do that?
You can just go to our either our main website or actually just the book launch page, which is called yourdaringfuture.com.
Sounds great. Good luck, and thanks so much.
Next, I was able to interview Melissa Carty, a consultant working in asset management sales. Listen as she shares her thoughts on fear and how it's the devil.
Okay, to start with, could you tell me your name, your company, and a little bit about what it is you do?
Melissa Carty, I'm in consulting, and I work in asset management sales.
Sounds great. And when I say business plateau to you or hitting roadblocks, what does that make you think of?
I think it's obstacles that come up throughout your career that you're not achieving the goals that you're set out to achieve. So whether it be for management or company issues or resource issues, I think that those are kinds of obstacles you come across in business.
They definitely are, and we've heard some great speakers today at this conference about how to grow your business, how to overcome some of these obstacles. What's one takeaway that you may have that you're going to try to implement when you leave here?
I think there's quite a few. I mean, it was very inspirational. They've had great speakers today. So I think a couple of points that they took away on some, you know, different types of funding that you can receive, which I think is important if you're an entrepreneur. Venus Williams had a great speech, and I think one of the things she emphasized as far as the keys to her success was that her mom told her that fear was the enemy, and basically fear was the devil, and you have to be fearless and take chances. And I think that is something that runs through the stream of the conference, is that these women have taken risks and have taken chances, but they were calculated, they learned from mistakes. And then they persevered over time by being strategic and well thought out.
That's so true. And for those people who may want to learn more about you and follow you, how can they do that?
You can reach me at Melissa Carty. My email is melissacarty, MelissaCarty at AIM.com.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Next, I was able to interview Terry Smack, owner of Terry's Tag and Title. Listen as she explains what it takes to smash through your plateau.
Can you tell me your name, your company, and a little bit about what you do?
My name is Terry Smack. I own Terry's Tag and Title Service. We're a Maryland-based company that distributes license plates to customers. Instead of going to the DMV, they come to us and they're in and out 10 minutes, and we take away all their frustrations.
Sounds good to me. And what brings you to this conference?
I wanted to be more empowered. I currently have 6 offices, and I'm kind of stagnant, and I wanted to learn how to grow my business. And I also brought my 23-year-old daughter, who is getting ready to quit her job to open her own business. And I thought it would be a good time for us to join together and to get some good ideas.
Sounds great. So what's one thing you've learned today about how to smash that plateau that you're feeling?
To be fearless. Venus Williams gave us a very good speech. When I started in the industry, again, people told me that I was never going to make it because I was close to, the closest to Department of Motor Vehicles was 5 miles away, and I still had that fear no matter what I did. And when I moved my business directly across the street from my main competitor, I still had that fear. And I know today, walking away, no matter what I do, I'm going to be fearless about it. I'm just going to do it.
Sounds great. And how can people who want to learn more about you and your company follow you?
They can follow us, find us on the internet. It's www.tagsin10minutes.com. That's what we do, tagsin10minutes.com. And there's a really good little video on our website that's was produced, and it's How I Made It in America.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Last but not least, I was able to talk to Debbie Pereira, founder of Neon & Co., as she shared some thoughts and insight on being in a startup mindset forever.
Thank you for your willingness to speak with me. Could you tell me your name and the name of your company, a little bit about what you do?
My name is Debbie Pereira, and I'm the founder of Neon & Co. It's a hair care company made in Australia, in Melbourne. And I'm here to launch my product in 2017 and just get some insight into the entrepreneurship that America has to offer and the support network.
Sounds great. And what have you learned so far at this conference?
That doesn't matter where you are in the world, the roadblocks are the same. And fear is one of the things women have about how far they can go with their business. Like, even though it's all happening for my company right now, I still have this little man on my shoulder saying, maybe it's all too much for you, you won't be able to handle it. Just constant fear.
I think it's actually pretty common with everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters whether you're a woman or a man. I hear this from everybody.
That's true. So, so I'm trying to overcome that by having a strong sense of sisterhood, and this brings that to you.
That's great. And what is one takeaway that you may have already received from this conference?
That you need to be in a mindset of being a startup forever. So you're always learning, always changing, always hungry.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions, where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.